True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg, don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Skill doesn't say that.
Well, I don't know what his skill says, but I Greg gets fat shamed a lot, and I'm always kind of confused about it.
Yeah, it's because you kiss his ass.
No, I really don't kiss his ass.
I mean, seriously. Oh, Greg, you look so good. I can see an ab coming in.
No, I don't.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Did we have a discussion at the team building event yesterday with somebody who was asking you how you wanted to be referred to as a grandfather? Was that yesterday?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Who was that?
That was, what's her name? Hold on. Christina, smoke show sales girl.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
The intersection of Needham and Chalamont? Chalamont?
Sounds good.
Chalamont. Chalamont, like Timothy Chalamet. Said, kicked him out of their house and hired a mariachi band to play as he was packing up to move out.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yam.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
For me, with my firstborn, my son, he was going to be Jermaine Jr., no matter what.
Right.
So I was
helping. Who's Jermaine Sr.?
I am.
Oh.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning. Good
morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo. It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Let's go.
don't get too close. I either have allergies bad or the pneumococcal pneumonia. I don't know which one it is.
Not the pneumococcal.
Well, I'm at that age. I don't know what to tell you. I don't think I've had the booster or the pneumococcal shot or whatever. So our allergies must be bad. Yeah. That's got to be what it is because I don't have a fever or anything. I'm just coughing a lung up left and right.
I don't know. I've never suffered from allergies, so I can't help you in this category.
You very lucky.
Really?
Nope.
Never?
Never had
no
allergies.
Sick brag.
Appreciate it,
when,
bro.
When you know that your body, with regard to allergies, changes every 7 years or so.
All right.
That's science. So
okay.
You may, in another year or two or three, develop some weird allergy that mm-hmm. You could develop an allergy to sliders or to wings.
Oh, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Or to chicken parm.
I'll fight as long as I got my EpiPen.
I ended up, because I was... So I'm all stuffed up. I can't fall asleep. I end up being able to catch a little bit of that press conference last night from Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that it's very difficult to when you have somebody who's able to get away like that, but they really – how can they not find the guy? They have the pictures. They have the videos.
The images are quite clear.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is nobody narking him out, or does he not have parents?
But then I saw a report that was like, they do have a name, but they're not releasing it, and they're just looking for him. But I don't know. I saw that one tweet, mm-hmm. So yeah. I have no idea. There's too much out there that I don't know what's real, what's not.
They might be trying to get all the information on the suspect that they believe it could be before they...
It's similar to the Boston Marathon bombings where it took a while to get mm-hmm. those guys. I think the longest when it comes to one of those type crimes, the Eric Rudolph guy, remember him, Curtis, the Olympic Park bomber? He was in the woods. I'm probably going too far back for anybody under the age of 90, but he was in the woods in North Carolina for like 3 years.
Oh, really?
Before they caught him.
Wow.
So
yeah, this guy won't make it that long.
Yeah,
get him about a week, especially with social media and all.
A week's still a long time.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
I mean, I think they, unless he's disappeared and
she. I don't know. If it was a, do they know it was a guy?
The photos they've released.
It appears to be a guy.
But has anybody asked where the gun went in between the roof and then being found? Because he doesn't have it when he's leaving the roof.
No, he doesn't. So it appears in that video that they got in the neighborhood where he's walking to the scene that he may have the gun stuffed into his pants.
Because he's limping.
Yeah, because he's limping. And then when he's coming, Curtis and I were talking about this before the show, they discovered this video and presented it last night of him after the shooting of Charlie Kirk running across the roof
mm-hmm.
and then jumping down 20 feet or something. But he doesn't seem to have the gun. So then they miraculously found the gun in the woods where they said he ran off to later. I don't know.
But he's carrying something, though.
Because
he goes back, and when he jumps off the roof, it looks like he drops something and picks it up.
I didn't see that part. I saw him put something on the roof mm-hmm. that looked like it was a jacket or a towel or something. It didn't look like a rifle.
Well, go to the part where he jumps off. It looks like he drops something and turns around and picks it back up and walks. So it looked like it could have been a jacket, something like that. But when he jumps off the roof and lands, there's he looks like he's grabbing something.
Also, and please make a note of it, I'm about to criticize somebody in a Republican administration. Please mark it down.
All right, Brian, wake up.
Why did Kash Patel fly all the way out there for that press conference and not say anything last night? Right. Isn't that weird?
Just show face, I guess.
Speaking of Kash Patel, why did he say that we had the person in custody the day it happened?
Right. Maybe he flew out there and dropped the Epstein files out of the plane on the way out, Curtis. Is that possible?
Well, Delta's got a hub out there. Maybe he wanted to get some miles.
I don't know.
All
right. Well, anyway, the nationwide manhunt continues. And I guess the other one was that weird dude who ended up killing Gianni Versace. Remember him?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Andrew, what was his name?
I don't remember his name, but I remember that.
Yeah. And it took him a while to catch Luigi.
Yes.
Like after Luigi shot the healthcare CEO.
And nobody really ratted out Luigi for a long time. But the Versace dramatized series on that killing. Very, very good.
That was a good one.
Yeah, yeah, HBO,
maybe? I don't remember, but that
was
a very good
good.
Yeah, very, very good. All right. Well, anyway, Patriots Friday. We got a lot to talk about on the show this morning. We will be joined in about 40 minutes or so by Pop Douglas. And we'll talk to Pop Douglas about the New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. And in addition to that, we will get to our leads coming up in about 10 minutes or so. They set it at 7:20 this morning, and we will hear what Josh McDaniels said yesterday about whether Drake May had too much on his plate last week or not.
Mm-mm.
So the questions that have been asked on this program appear to be questions that are at the top of the mind of others. So
I mean, the Drake May, the Patriots this Sunday is fascinating because the Dolphins got embarrassed. They already had a team meeting in week one on Tuesday, and
with or without Mike McDaniel.
Oh, that would be no.
Without,
the vape was absent.
Yeah, I mean, was he at the doctor's or something at least, so he doesn't feel bad? Like, was he out of the facility when they called the meeting, or does he know that
the writing's on the wall for that guy now?
Oh yeah,
they must. He definitely has one of those rooms that he goes and sits in when he gets all anxiety.
Meditation room.
Yeah,
he may be available to travel somewhere with family for Thanksgiving. Maybe.
Oh yeah.
Well, Shine be happy. Maybe they can fire McDaniels and bring in McDaniel to call the offense.
Heck yeah, I'm in.
Well, speaking of Shime, Beat the Geek at 9 on this morning show. Friend of Courtney's.
Yes.
An influencer. She's a color influencer.
Color analyst. Thank you.
Okay.
What sports she do?
So she's like Tom Brady.
What do you, I know what you're trying to do. I know what you're trying to do.
Was that a joke?
Yes.
No, okay. That was serious.
It was a pretty good one.
That was dead serious.
No.
That was
she,
a good one.
She analyzes your
colors. Your,
what, and she tell, Courtney paid her $8,000 to tell her what color blouse she should wear.
But she's bringing her swatches for all of you guys, okay. And then she's going to pick against Shime. I've said this before. She's a big, big Celtics fan. She's very into the Celtics.
Not into football at all.
I don't believe she's that into football.
She is perfect for this.
Perfect.
Our intent is to, no offense, to embarrass Shime. As he continues to lose week after week to influencers who know nothing about NFL football.
Oh, that's, we'll be fine, Greg. Don't you worry.
Well, it wasn't fine last week.
Yeah, it was week one, man. Week one's always wonky. It's not a big deal.
Okay, understand. Understand. That'll happen at 9. News with Courtney at 7:45. And Walmart wins the day. Wiggy, you're going to love this. Because of the emotional support animal that they have banned from one of their stores.
Okay.
So we will get to that. God bless you.
Yes. Oof.
I'm so sorry.
Bless your heart.
Allergies.
Thank you. Yeah. The allergies are bad.
I think they are.
Yeah.
And then I will remind you that at any point this morning, you can leave a voice note on any topic, and we will play the best ones back at 9:20 or not. Well, we have... Today it's Friday, so that means we have Nick Costos on telling you how to wager at 9:30. We'll probably get to Hill Notes, I would imagine, at the very end of the program, Shine. Maybe at 9:45.
Correct.
This morning is a good time. For Hill Notes, you can leave one on any topic. Yankees in town beginning this evening and a pivotal series for the Boston Red Sox. And so Yankees won. This series, they were able to pull it out last night, Curtis, but... Yankees had been outscored in the previous two games in that series 23-3. So, I don't know. And you've had your way with them pretty much all season. So.
I think the Sox should take 2 or 3. That is sort of what would be the baseline expectation this weekend. And we'll see what happens. I saw a stat that if the Blue Jays go 10-7, the Red Sox would have to go like 14-3, which seems relatively unlikely. I don't think the division is in play as Sam Kennedy does, but you win the series this weekend, you stay alive for that.
Well, see, I think that if you win the series, Curtis, you're right. And if they kind of stay on this pace, both teams, Red Sox and Toronto, then I think going into that Toronto series, if you're 3 games back, that's when you can make the run for the division.
Yeah,
you know, because you're 3.5 now out of first place, so you're right there. You have to stay close enough where you're
three games, three and a half back from Toronto when you play them, and that's going to be where you can either catch them and make it up or, you know, have to settle for a wild card spot.
Well, you got Giolito tonight, you got Bayo tomorrow, mm-hmm. and you got Crochet on yep. Sunday. So you look as good as they do
yep.
when it comes to those matchups. So I and then when you play Toronto, you're playing Toronto up there, Curtis. Am I correct about that?
Right. And yeah. Ken doesn't want any discussion of the T word.
Wait, when
tariffs.
Oh. I thought you meant low T.
Well, no, Wiggy's T is well over 240. I have to say though, like, just I'm stuck on the Pats this weekend because if they are 0-2 and they come back here against Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, it could get ugly quick.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I know Wiggy gets mocked about the must win, but I don't know how you could have a bigger week 2 game than the Patriots do right now.
You can't. You can't, especially after I don't want to say they're similar to the Red Sox as far as like our expectations going into the season. Like, no one had them winning the Super Bowl. Like, some people maybe had the Red Sox winning the World Series. But the expectation of this football team was to beat Vegas, Miami.
I mean, the expectation was a win total expectation.
Right.
So,
but it looked like, we're not off to a good start.
No.
And so the expectations of, the Drake May performance, Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, I think everybody was like, all right, it was going to be much better. And then they go out and they ultimately lay a dud against Vegas. And now you start to worry, like, all right, what's going to happen? And if they do lose this game, I'll tell you, there's no way they lose this game and Drake May plays well. So if they lose this game, that means Drake May didn't play well. So now we're having the conversation, is it Drake May? Is it Josh McDaniels?
Yeah, is there any way that Tua plays well?
I mean, he's got talent around him, so it's a lot easier for him.
And the thing with Tua, I don't know I don't know where I heard it. It might have even been on the show. But Tua talked about how he doesn't have any social media.
Yes, that was yesterday during They Said It.
There mm-hmm. you go. And that is, I just was thinking about that. Like, that's such a lie. Like, obviously, you know what people are saying about you because you're saying you don't hear it.
Yeah.
Like, I find it so weird when athletes, nobody listens more to what people say than athletes, and I would do the same thing. But to act like you're above it just seems odd. He's like, all I do is play games, video games with my kids. Like,
well, okay. Especially when the question was asked not only about the media, but also about the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't hurt you to throw the fans a bone. Like,
right.
Just say, yeah, no, I know. Fans are pissed.
Right.
And it costs a lot of money to go to a football game these days, and I get it. Mm-hmm. They might be more pissed than me, but just barely. Like,
yeah.
It goes away when you say it like
it's
that.
It's like, I got to be better.
I don't know why there are guys who just refuse to acknowledge that. It's like, it's very simple. Just say, we suck right now.
That's it. I think fans respect that more than anything else. But, you're right about it. You just got to admit to, like, if the fans know you suck, there's probably a good chance you as a player are sitting there going, God, man, I got to do better than this.
If you're having a team-only meeting, players-only meeting without any coaches, mm-hmm. you guys know something's wrong. But what would worry me if I'm a Miami Dolphins fan right now is that they believe it's the coaches and not them.
Right. Well, like, yeah. And I mean, I don't know enough to know, but I would imagine that it could be an issue at times playing with Tyreek Hill. Like, I can imagine that.
He probably wants the ball. He's
a tough guy to live with.
he's probably one of those guys that demands the football. But if you're Mike McDaniel or you're the coaching staff, get him the damn ball. He's your most explosive player. I don't get the whole diva wide receiver thing. Like, if you're the offensive coordinator, it is my job to get the ball into my best player's hands. And my best player, if it is Tyreek Hill, I got to do what I need to do to make sure that I'm getting him involved in the game early and often.
I mean, your best player is the one who is often covered the best as well. So, I mean, that's
right. But you got to move him around, put him in positions where it's difficult for them to cover, double team him, put him in the slot, send him in motion, get him the ball in his hands with screens. I mean, there's ways to get your best player the football.
All right, well, we got a lot to get to this morning. And I believe I've been informed that Curtis finally did his homework last night. Am I correct about that?
Sure did. Oh, boy.
Review coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's see if he falls in the category of you or the category of all of America.
I would say there's a lot of capping going on by people talking about the movie.
Hey, all right. Let's get right to Courtney and to what is trending first thing this morning.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Packers look good. They take Thursday Night Football 27-18 against the Commanders. Jordan Love completed 19 of 31 passes for 292 yards and two touchdowns in the win.
Could I commend the NFL because they seem to do this right all the time? I feel like the NHL does as well, but last night, moment of silence before that game. Sean, do you happen to have that by any chance? Or no? If you don't, it's fine.
All right, moments ago inside the stadium, the Packers and the NFL observed a silent reflection following yesterday's events.
The National Football League asks that you please join us in a moment of silent reflection following the murder of Charlie Kirk. The NFL condemns all violence in our communities. It will take all of us to stop hate. Thank you.
So well done.
That went better than Congress yes. when people are booing, which is like, that's why our world is what it, our country is what it is.
Courtney, great point.
Anyway.
And that comes from an empath.
It comes from an empath, right. Yeah. It is believed that Commanders running back Austin Ekeler suffered a torn Achilles. It looked exactly like that. Non-contact went down. And Packers receiver Jaden Reed broke his collarbone. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. 7:10 first pitch against the Yankees with Lucas Giolito getting the start at Fenway. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Let's continue to look towards the weekend. Tomorrow, UMass Amherst has Iowa on the road at 7:30, and then BC has Stanford out west at 10:30.
I had a dream that I just thought of, Wiggs. Mm-hmm. UMass gave Iowa a game. I don't know why I was thinking about it, but I was following along, and they were winning in the third quarter.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
Be pretty good.
I am just remembering a dream that I had last night.
Oh.
And you were in it.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
We were at a restaurant,
okay,
sitting side by side in a booth, and there were two tigers that came into the restaurant.
What?
One of them was licking my hand, and I didn't know. I was trying to remember Wiggy's advice. I didn't have any idea how to react, like if you're supposed to pull away from the tiger or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was able to, the tiger had minimal interest in my hand. I was able to get up and get away, look back. And you were holding the tiger in your lap and petting it.
Wow.
I don't know. What does that mean?
So, Greg, it's not enough that you spend your lunches and dinners in restaurants. You need to go during your sleep as well.
What
hallucinogenics are you on lately?
I'm really not on anything. Like, maybe if I took some, I would go in the opposite direction, and I wouldn't have vivid dreams.
I kind of like the vivid dreams. That one makes me look kind of like a boss.
It does work. Just... You were not afraid of the tiger. You had the eye of the tiger.
Wow.
I had a tiger rejoin.
Yeah, rejoin.
That's electric.
Yes.
When it comes to the Pats, they have week two in Miami. We'll chat with Pop Douglas this morning at 7 a.m. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Perfecting the art of fresh, the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes continues tonight as the winner of the Junior Broadcaster Experience sits in with the team to call tonight's game. And on Sunday, if your hometown team hits a Grand Slam during the game, our finalists will win free groceries for a year from Shaw's and Star Market. That's what's trending. Our leads coming up next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is a Patriots Friday, and Pop Douglas will join us in half an hour, and Beat the Geek with Shime at 9. And Nick Kostos will tell you how to wager when it comes to all the games this weekend at about 9:30 this morning. Weigh in on this. 781 text on the Subaru of New England text line. How creepy is it? Boss has dream about female coworker. I don't find it creepy, but feel free to tell me if it is.
I don't find it creepy at all. I have dreams about literally everybody. All of you guys have been in my dreams before. I have very vivid dreams all the time.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I actually think people who think that dreams immediately equate some type of sexual situation, they're the creeps.
Oh, really? Right. So yeah. That 781 texter is the actual creep.
Yeah.
Do dreams always mean something, or are they just dreams?
Yeah, they usually mean something, but they usually mean something very, like, obscure.
Mm-hmm. Right. I noticed Courtney distancing herself immediately from a sexual dream with Greg. Just want to make that note.
This is David in the car. Happy Friday, David.
Happy Friday, guys. So I have your answer, Greg.
Yeah.
So Courtney's moving to the suburbs, right? She's moving to Bellraker. So the dream of the Tigers is you're visiting Courtney, she just had a baby, and the licking of your hand is her dog licking your hand because he's happy to see you.
And also, she said yesterday it's Natick. It's not Bill Ricca.
Right.
Oh, you know what you said yesterday?
I did, yeah.
I was giving bad info.
Right near the collection.
People were texting in with all of the recommendations when it comes to Natick. They were recommending Wilson's Farm or something. I think that's Lexington. But
also,
don't they have great cider donuts?
Where? Wilson's?
Yeah.
There's a great orchard in Natick. I do know that.
Lookout Farm. That's the best orchard.
It takes 4 hours to park or whatever because of the people that are doing it for the likes.
Can I say something? Because last Friday, Curtis and I went at it a bit. On Monday, I had brought up that I was really, because the weather was changing, in the mood for an apple cider donut.
Right.
Yesterday, Curtis walks in. He had gone to, what is it, Connor's Farm?
Yep.
Connor's Farm with James and Jess, thought of me and brought me apple cider donuts because I brought it up on Monday. That is...
That's
Curtis
so nice.
Is a very, very kind soul, and he doesn't get enough credit on that.
And then he obviously probably made the right decision, didn't inform me that there were cider donuts around.
The tiger would have been targeting something different.
All right. Chime, let's get right to it.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shine, that is Motley Crue. Shout at the Devil. Is that the name of that, or what's the name of that song?
No, that's Livewire.
Livewire.
I'm alive. I'm a Livewire.
That may have been... Was that the title of the album also that it was on? I think that might be the title cut from the Motley Crue album. Have you seen Vince Neil perform lately?
Not great.
Doesn't sound great.
No, but that happens. He's going through some stuff. But the title of that album, Greg, is Too Fast for Love.
Okay. Hey, he's getting older. I would have liked Shine to play Shout Out the Devil. That's a
great song.
Yeah.
His voice sounds like my voice that we played, or my voice now compared to what it sounded like on September 11th, 2001. He does not sound the same, Vince Neil.
A lot of partying. Yeah.
Leads are brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event, SubaruofNewEngland.com. What do you got, Shime?
Well, Greg, I think, you know, as a show, I feel like we can all agree we believe in karma. Sometimes when you put things into the world, you end up getting your comeuppance. And that has happened a couple, or I believe that will happen this weekend with a few NFL players. First of all, Jack Jones, former New England Patriot, talking smack about Stephon Diggs, saying he's not scared of the Patriots, not scared of Stephon Diggs. So that's one guy I feel could see some comeuppance on Sunday.
Okay.
Another guy, the more important one here, Grant Delpit, the safety of the Cleveland Browns, said, and I quote, it's, quote, not hard, end quote, to tackle Derrick Henry. I know you're a professional NFL player, but if you've watched any games that Derrick Henry has ever played in his life, it's very difficult to tackle that man. I think Derrick Henry is going to have a monster week against the Cleveland Browns this week, and just like when I was maybe a little too confident taking on Greg in the match, these guys seem a little too confident and may get their comeuppance this weekend.
Right. Yeah. Ask the Bills safety about how hard it is to tackle Derrick Henry.
He got stiff-armed into another planet.
Shime, what are you expecting from Mac Jones this weekend as the Niners take on the Saints?
That's going to be such a boring game. That game's going to stink.
Yeah.
Stink
Unless
out loud.
Unless the island emerges, you know?
Or Spencer Rattler gets his first career win in the NFL. Imagine Mac Jones gives up the first win for Spencer Rattler.
The island rises out of the ocean.
Right.
It's like, wow.
I mean, there's
then they
probably
have a quarterback controversy in San Francisco.
Probably.
Yeah,
a
I
lot
don't
of
think
people,
there's a controversy.
A lot of people are probably hopping on the island out there right now.
I don't think they're going to give it a game.
Not,
yeah.
Not yet?
Yeah, but I doubt that they even know an island exists.
There's a reason the Vegas line moved 3.5 points. But
okay.
Yeah, I have to say, what a perfect spot, though. If there was ever a location for Mac Island, Alcatraz.
Well, Shanahan.
I would agree, except they're in New Orleans.
Shanahan allegedly could do it with anybody, so let's see if he can do it with Mac.
Oh,
I mean, Shanahan is the offensive coordinator, guru, play caller.
Well, they are suggesting some that Brock Purdy may be out 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
With the turf toe.
Yeah, it's going to be a minute, so let's see what Shanahan can do.
And then how long's George Kittle out?
4 weeks. Well, minimum at least four weeks, yeah, because he's on injured reserve.
Yeah, so. I don't really root for people that I find loathsome that often, but I'm rooting for Mac. Just for the show. Just to see Shime spontaneously combust.
I think there's a chance he goes 0-4 if he has to start four straight games.
We know you think there's a chance he sucks. You don't like him. That's fine.
He does suck.
What if
the reason he's not a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Well, there's only 32 this weekend. He's one of them.
What if he ends up having a better game than your guy, Drake May?
Ooh.
Meh. He won't. Ooh. I'm not worried about
that. You're not worried at all?
No.
Okay. You better pray, Shime. Better.
I have zero. There is zero concern in my body.
If Mac wins, he needs to just do a walk-off and just say, Mama didn't raise no bitch.
All I'm saying is Justin Fields got three times the contract he got this offseason. That's how people feel about him.
You were not worried, and neither apparently is Josh McDaniels, and we will hear what he said yesterday when asked whether Drake May had too much on his plate last week during They Said It in about 50 minutes or so. Thank you, Shime. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. We'll get to sinners later. I don't know how much longer I can wait to talk about it, but I don't ask for much. Can we have a Patriots team that makes 3 hours feel enjoyable? Like, we don't have to be great. I get it. Like, you know, 20 years of dominance, spectacular, unprecedented. But, last weekend, above all else, it was so frustrating to have another game where it was a chore, where you're watching it and you're like, I'm missing the other games going on right now. This is putrid. There's no offense. They scored, what, 3 points in the second half? It was awful. Just everything about it was bad, unimaginative, undisciplined. Just the NFL is such a great product. It's up 21% in ratings off of last year in week one. It is the biggest product in all of sports. And yet we are watching the worst run in terms of talent organization in the sport. So this weekend in Miami, I ask for a game that is worthy of our time. That's all. I hope the people that work hard during the week, that go out to the sports bars on Sunday, can have some drinks, watch the game, and not feel like they're being robbed of their time. That is all.
Speaking of dumbing down the talent, will we also hear from Tom Brady during They Said It, Chime?
Yes, we will, Greg.
Okay. All right. All right, Curtis, thank you very much. They Said It at 7:20. Rest of the Leads next. And Pop Douglas on a Patriots Friday coming up at 7 on today's show.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sox Yankees tonight, and if you don't want to have your corneas scanned so you can stream it on Apple, you can listen free on the Odyssey app and on the radio all over New England on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network. So I if I were you, I would save yourself a little bit of money. Holidays are right around the corner. And check out the game tonight here at WEEI and all over the network and on the Odyssey app. We are going to talk to Pop Douglas coming up in about 15 minutes at 7 on a Patriots Friday. But we have leads left. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, good morning. It took me a week into the NFL season to be absolutely convinced that I am on the right side of history when it comes to fantasy football. Last evening...
I can't believe you're doubling down on these poor people.
1 week. It took me 1 week.
Yes.
Last night, my husband and I went to Loco for dinner with his family. We got there early to have a drink, have some chips and guac. Delicious. And we're sitting there, and I'm just staring at my husband, who is looking at his phone. And I said, okay, I think it's time to put the work email away and have some face-to-face conversation.
Are you that person who's jealous of the attention that the phone gets?
Please let me finish. Okay. Please let me finish.
Okay.
So I said, is this an important work email? Like, let's put the phone away. He says, oh, no, sorry. I forgot to set my lineup. Mm. And I threw my hands in the air and I said, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You have all week to do something like this. You forget. I understand you're busy. You've got work. You've got family obligations, whatever. This is when it cuts into family time and I won't stand for it. People take it too seriously. Mm. You've missed the boat. We are now sitting at a dinner table enjoying each other's company. If you didn't set up the lineup, you're lost.
Wow.
Put the phone down. Move on.
Well, you should have married a loser. That's your fault.
Right.
You don't blame him. You married the loser. You said anybody.
Well, not even loser, but just maybe wrong occupation.
Well, no.
I'm guessing like the plumber's probably not sitting there getting emails at 7 p.m. Like he's already, he's worked a solid 10 hours already. Right.
But I was going to, because I was asking, okay, work email, like is it an important one? I was going to have him continue doing the work. Once he said it was fantasy football, I wanted to jump out the window.
Right. It takes 2 minutes to set the lineup.
How many leagues is Santo in? No.
The plumber could be a fantasy football. Remember, Courtney said that if you play, he's a loser. So you should say, hey.
I actually never said that they were a loser. Courtney, I think I said that they take it. I said, if you're the commissioner of the league, you may be a loser.
Yeah, I would agree. Jordan is a big loser.
So, Curtis, how are you doing in your longtime fantasy league?
Did
you win week one?
Nope. I played.
Even with Josh Allen?
Yep. I had Josh Allen, and I still lost. That's how bad my team was. And I hate it. I had to send the $250 with Venmo, and it's just wasted money. I'm never going to get it back, and it's just a pain in the ass.
It's only week one,
Can
Curtis.
I also say, like, people only listen to what they want to listen to when I speak.
You're just figuring this out.
Right. Yeah. JSync316, you told us he doesn't play football, got made fun of, now he plays. My husband is one of those fantasy football losers.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the good news is I think Natick's got a bunch of local leagues.
They do probably. Too.
Good news. I'm 1-0 in the Jones and Key Fantasy Football League, and I got off to a good start last night. So
I was going to ask about that. Who else is 1-0 in the league?
I believe Keith is. I know Nick is. I think Brian is also 1-0. I'm not sure who the final 1-0 team is.
How's Stiz Grimey doing?
I believe Stiz lost in week one.
Oh, really?
Two owners never works.
Yeah, that's true. They did the joint ownership thing.
Yeah, Stiz and Teddy J. Two owners never works.
Yeah.
Be battling over who should be playing.
Well, the Giants have won a bunch.
Yeah, they have.
All right, Courtney, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So it is already week one, and the sky is falling in the world of Josh v. Drake. The Josh McDaniels versus Drake May, and who do you blame? We know where Shime stands on this.
Yes,
you do.
Because you look at this season so far, and I know it's only week one, so I'm not going to get, too excited. Offensive line has looked solid. You know, really no complaints over there as far as the offensive line like we were last year. The receiving core, I think we still got some issues there as far as, the number one guy. But, we kind of knew that going into the season. So it's going to come down to Josh v. Drake. And that's why this game is so important, to see what Josh does in week two to help Drake May be better. And does he utilize his legs?
You think that's some designed runs. That's one thing that you would like to see.
That, or maybe, maybe they say, because I was watching the game last night. It was a run that Jordan Love had, and he put his shoulder down and he went to pick up the first down. I don't know if you remember. It was kind of early in the game. There was a similar play.
It was in the red zone, right?
Yeah, it was right in the fringe area. I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was on the right sideline. And there was a play early in the Patriots game where
Drake May could have the same opportunity to do that, to pick up a first down, but he didn't, and he slid. So I wonder if they get to the point and they start to say, okay, we're going to add some design runs. We know this is a weapon of yours. Be smart, but if there's something there, also be aggressive. So it'll be interesting to see what Josh McDaniels does with Drake May in week two, because if they lose this game, the Josh v. Drake drama is going to continue. And that's never a good thing when your quarterback, and we could be making this all up, but as we sit here from the outside and look,
yeah,
I think that's you one of them has to be the fall guy.
Not only Drake May, but you want them to run the football more anyway.
I want them to play, start Travion Henderson.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what you do. You play him, and you play him early and often.
Now, was it Ty Law who said on the show this week that maybe they had that stuff in there but went away with it because they got down or whatever? Was that Ty who said? I can't remember.
No, they weren't down at halftime.
Like, yeah, they abandoned they the run up, at halftime, and they were up.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Mike Vrabel said they got to do a better job in the run game as far as the offensive line.
Yeah.
But I also,
well, Shine thinks that it's Mike Vrabel v. Josh McDaniels, not Drake May v. Josh McDaniels.
Well, I think it's Drake May v. Josh McDaniels v. Mike Vrabel. Like, I don't think that – I just think that there is friction between the head coach and the offensive coordinator, because I don't believe that this is the offensive coordinator that Vrabel necessarily wanted.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You got it, brother.
I wanted to quickly revisit something that happened on the show yesterday, because Nesson tagged me in a post yesterday, and I wasn't sure whether it was some kind of a passive aggressive thing.
When we do that, it's passive aggressive. So.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. So they tagged me. They were sharing Jeff Passan talking with Alex Speer.
Okay.
About Alex Bregman wanting to opt out. And so yesterday with Sam Kennedy, I asked Sam Kennedy about that on this show, and here was his answer.
You know, it's interesting. We were all surprised by that report, given, you know, we just haven't had discussions with Alex about anything other than the goal at hand right now with what's in front of us these next 15 games. So that'll all take care of itself. He wants to be here. We want him to be here, and I'll leave it at that. But he's such an important part of this season and what we're doing, and all focus right now are on these next 15 games, and fingers toes crossed, October baseball.
So I understand that the agent in this case is always leaking things in order to try to get deals done early. I understand that the player had interest from only three teams when it came to Red Sox being one of them. But I just would ask the question that if you're the Boston Red Sox and you haven't spoken to him at all, and you look at him as somebody who adds to your entire baseball team, especially when it comes to the leadership / baseball knowledge part of things. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the pitchers continue to give him so much credit when it comes to the way they have been pitching of late, his the way he's tipping them. I just ask why you don't go to Alex Bregman and add a year on, and say to him, listen, we're going to get rid of the opt-out, but we'll give you a third year on the deal, and you love it here. Like do it. He
wouldn't do that, though.
Why, though?
Because if you have 29 teams vying for you, it's much different in terms of what you're able to extract from the organization.
Right. He might be like, no, I'm going to wait till when I opt out because I want more money.
He knows that's on the table.
Right.
Like, he knows that no matter what he gets in free agency, he could always come back to the Red Sox and they'll give him that. But you don't hire Scott Boras to be your agent if you want to be comfortable where you're playing. You hire Scott Boras if you want to maximize your earning potential.
Right. He knows this is probably his last big kick at the can. And he wanted a big deal last year, but wasn't able to get it.
He's not going to get an 8-year deal.
No.
Nobody's going to do those kind of deals if you look at what's going to happen in a couple of years with Major League Baseball anyway.
So he's got two left. Maybe he wants a 6-year deal. So maybe he's got two left and he's saying, okay, I want another 4 years or I want another 3. I don't know exactly what it is. I mean, I would get it done.
It's also a convenience thing for him, too, because isn't his wife at Harvard? Yeah, and is for a bit longer.
My guess
he's his family has made Boston, their home temporarily, but I mean, this is where they're going to be for a period of time.
That's what everybody says until somebody offers them a big check in somewhere else.
Right. You can, if you get extra $20 million, you can do Harvard remote.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to get to Boston on a jet.
So was the tag passive aggressive, or they just wanted to clarify, Curtis, at Nesson?
I don't think the people at Nesson are big fans.
Okay. All right. It's a Patriots Friday, and we will talk with Pop Douglas next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.